Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Friday, February 23rd, 2018. I just got off the phone with Joe Lample, and I'm actually waiting for Francis Morlepay to jump on the line and record with me, but maybe I messed up my communication, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But in the meantime, listeners, I just had a few thoughts for you. So, and what were those thoughts? One of them was completely why I don't like to get off my script, because I just interviewed the amazing Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. And I don't know what he thought of my final question. I didn't even realize it till I got to it. I've been asking listeners what they want to do to grow a greener world. Anyway, he was just the most delightful guest. He dropped Value Bomb and Golden Seed after Golden Seed after Golden Seed. I know you're not going to want to miss that interview. And then on top of that, we talked for like an hour and a half. So if you're a PRN listener, you're just not going to be able to hear all of it unless I break it into two episodes or something. But he was just a fantastic guest, and just I hope you'll listen to hear his advice for how to deal with pests down in Georgia, and just all sorts of things about deep beds and why they, you know, healthy soil, which is, again, the theme on my show, is so important. And then I guess, I don't know, I was thinking, so my friend Dacia was telling me that she is a big Patreon fan, and the podcast she's been listening to, the people have Patreon sites. And so I was thinking about creating this thing called the Green Future Growers Club or something. And just like, maybe I could just put some things like very short. I don't know if I can really commit to doing something once a week, but there's some bonus things there. And you could sign up for like $2 a month or $20 a month, or I don't know how it really all works. So if you're interested in something like that, that would be super cool, just to help subsidize a little bit of the podcast, because I know I just got Health IQ as a paying sponsor, and I don't know what's going to happen with that, if they're going to renew or if others. And the other thing that's driving me crazy is Progressive Radio Network hasn't put me on their website. So I hope if you're a Progressive Radio Network listener, you're able to find the organicgardenerpodcast.com. Or, you know, everything's always housed under awesomemontana.com is my main site. So, if that's easier to remember, I don't know. Anyway, I thought I had more to say. So it's actually Easter Sunday, April 1st, 2018, and I'm got so many cool things going on, and I'm going to do an interview with this awesome guy from the Michigan Urban Farming Initiative today. Yet another green future grower. I'm pretty sure he's a rock star millennial. Just looks like this awesome thing Mike sent me last weekend. I emailed the guy on Monday, and he will be on the show this morning. He booked a spot already. But it was funny to listen to this, because I guess I thought I had posted this, and I don't know if I posted it on something somewhere. But what do you think about a Green Future Growers Club on Patreon? Or if not on Patreon, we could do it on Facebook. But I don't know if you have ideas for what that would look like, if you have any suggestions. You know, I just posted this very morning these lessons I made yesterday for my new thing called the Awesome Science Action Club. Like, you can go to awesomescienceactionclub.com, sign up for free. There are 12 science lessons about bird watching that align with the Common Core. I would love if you join my after school club. I will give you a certificate at the end. I will totally participate with you if you want to do the activities with me virtually. Like, the first lesson is to draw a bird that you describe. So you could have a family member draw your bird and send the picture, or you can record yourself describing a bird for me and I will draw it. Anyway, something fun like that. That's for kids. But what do you think about a Green Future Growers Club for listeners of the Organic Gardener Podcast? Like, I've been, you know, talking about my niche. I definitely want to have another call out for guests from every state, although I would like to interview you in June after school gets out. But I think it would be awesome. I also think, like, there's a definite theme with my listeners that they have green businesses. Whether it's a gardening business related to gardening, they either have, a podcast or a seed company, or they volunteer, they run their community garden, or they are a educator in the gardening world. Like these girls that I met at the Bird Scout things, that they take kids into the backcountry and teach them. There's like a camp. It's called Alpen Girl out of Bozeman, but they go all over Washington to the Cascades, I think, to all sorts of different mountains and take girls backpacking. If you have a teenager who wants to go on a backpacking trip in Montana or somewhere this summer, I could connect you with those girls that were at the Bird Scout things. But I definitely, and they were like, what, your podcast, Rockstar Millennial? Of course, they were Rockstar Millennials. And then I got an email from Anastasia Cole Plakeas, and I'm thinking that like we should have an event at the rooftop. She said she'd like to show me the rooftop. Like, wouldn't it be fun to all meet up in New York City? I think I'm coming for my niece's graduation the last week in June. So shout out to any New York City listeners. Or I was also thinking, like, I talked to the people from Young's Farm. That interview I'm expecting to post on Mother's Day for my mom's birthday, because she just was like, you have to interview them. You have to interview them. And the golden seeds those guys drop are amazing. The owner came on and or the head manager came on, and then he brought the garden manager on, this guy Aiden, and between the two of them, it was just like what you will learn. So that would be a great green future grower episode for sure. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you want? Because really, this podcast is supposed to be for all of my listeners, and I'm just the humble host who gets to hear everything first. It's always so fun to reach out to people. So anyway, I'm starting to ramble on this Sunday morning. Hope you have a wonderful, happy Easter. I'm putting this up there. I am trying to put something on the Green Future Grower Club on Patreon to see what that works. Or let me know your thoughts and feelings. And thanks, everyone, so much for listening. Our lawn's almost green. So let's get growing. Speaking of growing, I feel like I should give you an update on what Mike's been doing. So, as I said, it's Sunday, April 1st. There's still a foot of snow in a lot of places. The mini farm is definitely covered in snow. So that tells you how much shadier it is down there. Just the huge... Well, probably because most of our house is built right at the top of the hill. That could be why a lot of the lawn is, because it's on a fairly steep hill. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so we still have a lot of snow, but Mike's been raking and aerating the soil. He finally plasticked in our porch, which he usually does in February. So this year's 2018 Garden Journal is going to be very different. The other day we were talking about what kind of dirt. I went to the feed bin to see what kind of dirt we can get. If we can get, we're going to maybe try to buy a whole pallet of organic dirt, or like, I don't know, almost $200 worth of dirt. But it's going to be worth it. What was the other thing? Oh, so he's got peppers sprouted. And if you haven't seen the videos, they're on YouTube, I think, under Organic Gardener Podcast. Or there's probably videos that I've posted on the OrganicGardenerPodcast.com. Maybe I'll try to get that done. Because I did do a trip down memory lane. Maybe it's in the free garden course. But anyway, I know I've made videos of his awesome little, he makes like these miniature greenhouses out of like, you know, those plastic tubs that you shouldn't buy, or I shouldn't buy, but I end up always buying some of, you know, spring lettuce and greens. And like, I got these yummy kale ones the other day. How do you decide that? So it's called Organic Girl, so it sounds like it's healthy for the environment. It's $1.28 for a salad. It's like a salad to go. I can just take it to work. Really easy. Throw some salad dressing in, some sunflower seeds, and a fork, and it's all ready. I know it's horrible. But anyway, so Mike recycles some of those to make these little mini terrariums or mini greenhouses, and puts them on the table and the window. And so now he's got the porch plasticed in, so I think things are going to start to really sprout around here. He's had broccoli sprouts for a couple of weeks. I did put a site up that's got like pictures of over the years, just some of the highlights of our garden. And if you have any questions or anything about getting started, sorry, I hit the space bar by accident, quit recording. If you have any questions about getting started, what's going on in your yard, guests you want to hear from, Like I said, June 1st is going to be around the quarter. We're in fourth quarter. Yeah, we get out June 1st here, or June 2nd, but that's a Saturday, so I don't know. Anyway, we just got April and May to go, and then I don't know. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.